5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Don't be ridiculous. It is not whatever time that was. It is actually 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. 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 My name is Tobe. You probably knew that already, unless, of course, this is your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, in which case I say hello. Ow, and welcome. Yeah, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, am I gonna make it through this episode? Am I gonna be able to complete this entire meeting? We're gonna find out, and we're gonna find out right after I pour some tea. Oh yeah. And then, after pouring such yummy looking tea, I'm gonna drink it. What are we drinking? Ooh. Oh my. Ara, ara. Pretty good. Man, I nailed it today. I'm drinking Longjing. And I hit it today. Perfect brewing techniques. Once again, oh yeah, I love drinking tea. It's good for me. Okay. All right, it's time for outdoor therapy. Let's get out of the car. Shimata. Oh boy. Okay, here we are. Ready to rock. It's a beautiful day. And when I say it's beautiful, I mean that it is overcast. There's no sun at all. It's cool. It's about 15, 16 degrees. That would be about 62 for all my American listeners. It has apparently rained. And I also saw some branches down. So we must have had some kind of thunderstorm. I hear weird sounds. It rained, but there's still dry spots. It rained recently. I'm up late. But it wasn't wet enough to get under the trees, so anyway. It's nice and cool. It rained a little bit. And I have decided to come down to the creek. I thought about a lot of things. What is that smell? Oh, there's delicious, yummy smell down here. Is it this bush over here? Let's go find out. Oh, and look, there's little mushrooms on the ground. There's little LBMs. These are probably a coprinus of some kind, but I don't know. What do I smell? Is it these flowers? Yes, it is these flowers. There is a tree or large shrubbery here, and it has these little flowers. They're about, 25 millimeters in diameter. They have 5 heart-shaped leaves that are white, and inside there's a little starburst of yellow pollen-bearing pistils. Looks pretty cool. Alright, so, down in the creek, I'm approaching the entrance. And I'm getting under there. Ooh, it's dark in here today. Ooh, the dark forest. I do love a dark forest. Because that just means heavy canopy. I do see some golfers just barely through the trees and everything on the golf course. All right. And as I get up here to the edge, before we go down, I'm going to look all around. Oh, man, and stuff is messed up. We must have had some massive storm or massive wind while I was asleep, because that dead tree just completely fell over. There's branches down. I'm looking up into the trees looking for, you know, owls and stuff. But all I'm seeing is, like, weird branches that are down. Okay, let's get down in there and see what's going on. Is this going to hurt? Yeah, this is probably going to hurt, but I don't care. I don't care because I've been having an incredibly great last 24 hours. The last time you heard from me during Dubious Goals Committee, what was we talking about? I don't know. But then I had to eat lunch, but I also had to go out and run some errands. So I went out and I did some stuff. And by the time I got done, I was having food anxiety. I needed to eat before I get sick. And to make a long story short, I spent the $6.34. Yes, I did. I got 2 carnitas tacos, and they were amazing. I don't know who was cooking yesterday, but the carnitas were barked up perfectly. Oh, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable. And so I sat there for 20 minutes, half an hour, watching whatever I was watching. Nom, nom, nom on my carnitas tacos, splashes of Tabasco sauce, squirt on some lime, some fresh lime juice. Nom, 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 nom. Oh, it was so good. And there's that yellow ball again, that yellow ball that we left down here yesterday. Somebody just teed off. But must have been a good shot. Oh, so I ate yummy tacos. What else did I do yesterday? Oh, things were just super great. What is going on up there? And then what was I doing? I don't remember. I was doing something else. I was watching some anime. I don't even know why I watched it. I was watching the anime version of Great Teacher Onizuka. The funny thing is I've seen the live-action version, so I thought, maybe I'll watch the animated version, and it's kind of fun. It was kind of fun, I have to admit. All right, I am now in the creek bed itself, standing on the sandbars, looking at golf balls in the water, looking at golf balls in the mud, none of which that I want. They're all white golf balls, except for that one yellow one that, well... Damn, somebody just hit one real close to the edge here, but... Oy, 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 oy. Where do I want to go? I don't see any golf balls that I want. There is something weird in the water over here. What is this? Oh, it's just an aluminum drinks can. I don't want it. Oh, ow. Can I climb out of here? Yeah. I want to go look for mushrooms. I don't want to look for golf balls. If it rained, I want to look for mushrooms. I'm climbing back up out of here. It's difficult, but I did it. Okay, we're good. Oh, so yeah, what came on early? What came on at like 11:30? It wasn't even midnight. When my Australian rules football game came on, yes! I was so happy, and then I found out who was going to play. My Adelaide Crows. Yes! I was pretty excited. So I got out my notebook so I could take notes, and I got my Adelaide Crows pen, because I have official Adelaide Crows merchandise. I'm checking this stump over here to see if there's anything. No. Oh, yeah. So then I put on my official Adelaide Crows shirt. Well, It's not actually an official Adelaide Crows shirt. It's just my, you know, regular shirt. But I put a piece of tape on it, and I wrote Adelaide Crows on the tape, piece of tape, so now... Oh, and once again, I have to thank one of my Antipodean listeners. That would be Solder Punk, SDF member, and longtime member of the Dubious Goals Committee, who sent me that Adelaide Crows pen, along with some really cool AFL trading cards. I think these guys have noticed me. Yeah, well, that's what you get for being bad at golf. Oh, it was a good night. And, oh, it was a great game. I'm not going to tell you what happened. No spoilers. Oh, but it was great. Crows jumped out, and they were had a good, healthy lead by the end of the first quarter. And then by the end of the third quarter, they were down. They were down a couple of, what do you call them, tries? I can't remember. Yeah, I'm not even awake. I'm not even alive. Our Xylaria patch is growing pretty good. I'm looking for other stuff. I'm looking for other stuff. Oh, my hip is killing me. It's burning. Oy. Hey. What is... There's a little path here. Who's been walking through here? I know who's been walking through here. Little Motty Dudes. Alright, we need to go over there and check out this stuff over here. We got birds freaking out over here too. Something, what's going on? If birds are freaking out, that means something interesting could be happening. I wonder if our owl is in that tree or something. I'm looking. Because there's a lot of angry birds. Oh, yep, I see something big flying out. Yeah. I wonder if those guys on the golf course even saw that. Yeah, and now the birds in that tree are freaking out. I saw the owl. He's far away. He's 50 meters away when I saw him. He was in a tree that's on the golf course, and you heard all those birds freaking out. Then I saw this big thing flying, and then when it got into a little bit of clear air, I could see, yeah, it was a barred owl. Now he's in that tree way over there, 100 meters away, causing some other birds to freak out. Cool. We saw our owl. All right, and this stuff, is this poison ivy or not? This giant patch of stuff, I don't know. Who cares? Let's just see what this log business is doing. All right, what kind of stuff's going on this log? Well, we got some little brown mushrooms. We got 1, 2, 3, 4 all popped up together, having a little bit of a party. There's cottonwood seed shells, holes, I guess we call those. A shell hole is you know what I'm trying to say. This looks a hell of a lot like poison ivy. Oh, well. I want to go over here and see what these logs are doing. Like, why do I see stuff? I know, there's a better way to get there. Let's go around. Oh, I'm going to go around these big, big trees. Big, big, giant trees. We're going to sneak up over here and see what's going on. Yeah, we got a big dead tree that's going to probably fall over soon. Oh, and look what we have down here. Some little tiny, tiny... Xylaria fingers are sticking out from under this stick, coming out of the ground. What else we got around here? I don't really see anything else. Okay, that's cool too. Oh. Okay. Where am I going? Yeah, we're going this way somewhere. All right, in other news, In other really exciting news, my neighbor Shannon got a new car. He gets a new car every 2 years. I think he leases cars. That would explain the ridiculous frequency of brand new cars. Oh my God, and what do we have here? A giant collection of poop. Look at all this poop. This is marmot poop. Okay, we have found a mailbox. Marmots like to poop in the same place. When they dig out their dens, they do dig a bathroom. There's a separate room for them to poop in. And look what's dug up here. Look, there's a dig here. There's a dig here and there. Okay, our marmot has been here. Our marmot has been spending a lot of time here because there's a mailbox here. Marmots will poop in the same place when they're not in their den. They'll be out in the wild hunting, doing whatever. They don't hunt, you know, they forage. Ah, that's some pretty fresh poop, and these are some mighty fresh dig marks, and these digs weren't here yesterday. Our marmot has been down here, and I bet it's that big fat dude that we've been looking for, because we're kind of where that den is. I'm trying to think, yeah. Right up here on the bank. That's where that big den is hiding in that patch of nettles. So we are in the marmot zone. Where is that big fat freak? I'm coming for you, Chubzilla. I do have my camera in my pocket in case we see him. Oh, but here's some mushrooms. Oh, here's some little brown mushrooms. Some mysterious LBMs. And here's an interesting mushroom that I don't immediately recognize. Oh, it's just some kind of... Oh. And here's some more Xylaria. We got some kind of Caprinus. And it's just big and... Oh, look, right next to it, we've got little fingers of Xylaria sticking up out of the ground. And there's more over here. Xylaria. Tons of Xylaria. I don't remember which species this is. You can look it up if you want. Little white fingers poking up out of the ground. Oh, it's so great. Stepped on a plastic bottle. All right, let's move up here. I'm looking for things. Things like marmots and things like mushrooms. I know there's a big fat marmot around. I want to see him and say hello. Where are you, big fat Marty? He's got to be around here somewhere. I will find him. Oh, yeah. I will find him. And that one single act of man versus wild will propel me into my campaign for my promotion to Shadow Minister. Did I tell you about that? I'm tired of being the chairman. I'm looking for some promotion. I want to be promoted to Shadow Minister. Shadow Minister of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm still looking for that marmot. Hey, did it start to rain? It kind of sounds rainy. I'm under a lot of canopy, so I'm obviously not going to feel any rain. Wait, I think I see rain hitting the creek. I think I hear rain hitting the leaves. That's not what I want to hear. I want to hear rain hitting a marmot. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, is your hearing so acute that you can differentiate the sound of rain hitting a marmot from the sound of rain hitting, any other particular animal? Yes. Yes, it is. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about my neighbor's new car. Shannon got a new car. And, you know, now his kids are getting pretty big. So, they had to get a family mobile. It's like a cross between a minivan and an SUV. You've seen these things. These massive abominations of automotive excuse. I'm looking around. It's a Toyota. I like Toyotas. But this car, this vehicle, this family moving thing that he got is most interesting for its color. What color is it? It's brown. Brown. Apparently brown cars are coming back. Wow, haven't seen a brown car since 1979. Hey, these chives? I found some chives. Sweet. Now I can get some chives for my lunch today. I see marmot tracks and duck tracks down in the creek in the same place. That's where all the dudes like to walk. If you're hearing a brr, brr type of bird noise, that is a red... Okay, we got him. Okay, yeah, what I was going to say is, that bird noise is a red-bellied woodpecker. Guess what's growing on this log, though? Corals. We found coral mushrooms! Yeah, I found corals. Yeah, that woodpecker's talking to me. Oh, let's get over here. I'll tell you about my neighbor's car in a minute. Oh, yeah, look at all these corals. Oh, and it looks like it's crown tip. I gotta move this little stick. Yeah, this is crazy. And we got Xylaria down here, too. I gotta move this little piece of bark so I can get a good picture. Oh, and it's kind of small. All right, we got 1, 2, 3, 4 clumps of crown tip coral on this little log. The log itself is like 20 centimeters in diameter in the widest spot. The coral is maybe only 3, 3.5 centimeters long or tall. And is this in macro mode? Is my camera in the right mode? Yes, it is. And it's tiny. All of the little branches and stuff are really thin, like a millimeter thin, 2 millimeters max. The crown tips are so small that we're talking about, you know, like a tenth of a millimeter. Oh, it's just crazy. I'm trying to get some pictures. I can't actually see the pictures I'm taking. I gotta hold the camera over to the side here. I can't see the screen or the viewfinder. But hopefully we're getting some decent crown coral photos. So, I didn't use the flash either. It's not very bright down here, but flash would just blow them out. Oh, there's a squirrel right above me. I see you, you punk ass. Okay, time to move. What? He's trying to drop bombs on me. Not really. He's just trying to... Hey, what's he doing up there? What are you doing? And as I look on the ground here, here's that big wet... Okay, hold on. I'm under attack. You better move. You better keep moving. All right. Right here is that weird big clump of that other Xylaria. This is a different species of Xylaria. In fact, I think I know what this is. This is Dead Man's Fingers. That's the common name for it. I gotta get into a better position to get a picture of this. Ooh, this stuff is freaky looking. It looks very scary. There's just one sort of big lobe coming off this. This is weird though. Looks like there might have been others at one point, but... Oh, well, what am I taking pictures of this for when I should be taking pictures of this over here? Okay, first of all, turn off the camera, Tobe. Okay, this is getting difficult. Now I'm going to move these little pieces of ivy out of the way. Yeah, we got two real nice, big, thick fingers. Two big lobes of the stuff.
Oh, it's so weird, so freaky. Can I get a good shot? We're gonna find out. I must be near some chives, too, because I smell chives.
Where are they? Where's my chives? I got that woodpecker still squawking his head off above me. Hi, buddy. Yeah, you're cool. I don't know where he is. He's up there somewhere. All right. We got corals today. We got crown-tip coral mushrooms today. And if there's some over there, there's got to be some more around here somewhere. In these super old rotten logs. Like, this is a perfect one over here. Excuse me, Mr. Rotten Log. Do you have any crown-tip coral growing out of you? And he says, no, but I had some coprinus over here. And we've got some xylaria growing in the ground underneath it. I'm looking all the way up the length of this log. Now I'm looking at this other log coming down. Yeah, there's xylaria over there, but I'm not seeing any more crown-tip coral. And now we know that there's crown-tip coral on this side of the creek. Because we used to find it on the other side of the creek. Directly across the creek from where I'm standing is that little sub-ravine where we always see the crown-tip corals. I'm kind of looking over there under those logs, but, you know, we wouldn't really be able to see much of anything from here. Now I'm coming up to the edge of this cliff. And I'm going to look down here. This is a good swimming spot for duckies. Are any duckies down here today? No. But there's those giant marmot tracks on that sandbar. Where is this guy? Where is this giant marmot? You know he's a chub. He's going to be a biggin. Just guessing by the size of these tracks and guessing by the size of the holes of his den, we're talking 20 kilos. We're talking 20 kilos potentially. That's Chubzilla, people. That's a chunky mutt. That's a chunky mutty. Chunk. Oh. Anyway. My neighbor Shannon, he got a car. It's brown. Brown cars are coming back. But I finally got to see it when the sun hit it. And it wasn't just brown. It was brown, buttery caramel. Golden brown caramel flake. Or caramel candy over flake. Because it's a little bit sparkly when you look up at it up close. It's a little bit shiny, and it's super buttery, and it's a little bit brown. And I was looking at it, and I was like, what does that remind me of? It reminds me of something very delicious. Yeah, but what? Oh, you know, like a cinnamon roll. What color is your car, Shannon? Oh, that's cinnamon roll. I don't think it's actually called cinnamon roll, but it looks cinnamon roll-y to me. And I like it, because I like cinnamon rolls. That's kind of what I want right now. What's that weird sound? That just sounded like a bird hit in a tree. Alright, so anyway. Oh, you've been listening to the Dubious Finding Mushrooms and Having Fun Down in the Creek Committee. We did see that owl, but he was kind of far away. We have found three different species of very cool mushrooms, two kinds of xylaria, and our favorite crown-tip coral. Dubious Goals Committee wins! I'm running out of time. Tune in tomorrow at 19:30 UTC. My name's Tobe, and I'm out!
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.